Chapter 7 Christmas. Nello and Patrash walked in the snow to the doors of the church. Rubens was about to tell the name of the winner. Everyone was quiet as the famous artist spoke.
The winner of the contest is Pearson Nuvik, said Rubens.
Nello began crying. He and Patrash walked into the forest. They sat near some small trees. At that time, the miller returned home. He was tired and cold from looking for his wallet.
It's no use, he said to his wife. All of our money is gone. We are ruined.
No, husband, the miller's wife said. Nello came by while you were gone. He found the wallet and returned it to us. All of the money was there. Everything. He is no thief.
The miller knew that he had not been nice to Nello. He felt bad about the way that he acted. The miller picked up his coat. It was still wet with snow.
I will find Nello, the miller said, putting on his coat. I will bring him back. We will take care of him like a son. He will never go hungry again. Patrash too.
Then the miller walked out into the night to find Nello and Patrash. In the forest, Nello and Patrash were lying together in the snow.
You are my only friend,
Nello said to the dog. Patrash lay close to Nello. He could no longer feel his paws, but for some reason, he was not cold anymore. He only felt sleepy. The next morning, a woodcutter went into the forest to cut trees. He found two frozen bodies under a tree. It was the day before Christmas. All of the people of Antwerp were doing things for the coming holiday. There was happiness in the air. But on that Christmas, there was no happiness in the house of the miller and his family. When they heard about the boy and his dog, all of the people of Antwerp felt bad. They brought Nello and Patrash to the city to bury them. Nello and Patrash were always together in life. In death, they were together too. The boy and his dog were buried side by side. They would be together forever.